Hello, I'm calling from Metro Research. We're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing Massachusetts in the schools in your area. This is a research study, not a sales call. Your high school was chosen at random and individual answers are confidential.
I'm sorry, hello?
Hello, I'm calling from Metro Research. We're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing Massachusetts and the schools in your area.
Okay. Excuse me. I'm sorry, but the allergy attack confused me.
Don't worry.
Oh, my God.
Okay, let me start. The first question. How many children are living with you and attending kindergarten for 12th grade?
How many children are what?
Are living with you and attending kindergarten through 12th grade?
I'm just one right now.
Thank you. What is your age?
My age? I'm 50.
Thank you. How do you describe your gender?
Gender. I'm a female. I don't know. Gender.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. And next question. How will you describe your race?
My what?
Your race.
Oh, my race. I'm Caucasian.
Thank you. And what grade is your child currently in?
8th.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And next question. Which of the following best describe the school where your child is enrolled this year? A public school run by a school district?
Public school.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
When it comes to your 8th grade child progress in reading this school year, would you say you are concerned? So what concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned?
I'm not at all concerned. It's in a beautiful school system right now.
Thank you. To the best of your knowledge, is your 8th grade child reading at level spectrum for students in their age group?
Is he reading in his age group?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. I really can't. I'm sorry. Do you ask if he's reading as well as an 8th grader? Ken? Is that what you're asking?
Well, let me repeat it back. To the best of your knowledge, is your 8th grade child reading at the level expected for students in their age group?
Yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Next question. Has your 8th grade child pediatrician ever discussed with you how you can support your child's reading develop outcome?
Expressed what? I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
Oh, no worries. Has your 8th grade child pediatrician ever discussed with you how you can support your child's reading development outcome?
Oh, of course, yes.
Thank
we try
you.
To develop that with more, you know, support and knowledge with him. Yeah, of course.
Thank you. And what kind of activities or supports do your 8th grade child's pediatrician recommend?
His sports and his outside activities like fishing and playing with his friends. I think that supports him a lot, just being able to move out and, you know, out and about. I don't know if that makes any sense. I don't know. Oh, activities. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I'm sorry. You caught me at a bad time, buddy. I'm sorry.
Don't worry. Thank you.
Of course.
Next question. What information do you use to understand your 8th grade child's progress in reading and writing? Like information from child's teacher, English languages hours, MCAS, parent-teacher conference, conversations with your child, grade support cards, literacy screeners, such as iReady, Early Bird, Dibbles, other things?
We just try to integrate everything that we can into our own lives as we believe and do. So I think everything's important. Everything you can read is great. Whether it be whatever you read, you know, as long as it's appropriate, not hurtful.
Okay, thank you. And the next question, do you agree or disagree with the following statement? I have received feedback about my 8th grade child's reading progress this year from their school.
So I disagree with that. He's doing fantastic.
Thank you. And does your 8th grade child's school provide any of the following resources to children who need help with reading, like a specific diagnostics to help you understand what your child's reading challenges are, one or one instruction from a specialist, small group instructions, resources to give us at home to help practice reading, access to an outside specialist, something else?
He gets his needs handled very well with our school system. That makes sense. I'm sorry.
Oh, no. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
And next question. Have you ever looked for help outside of school to support your 8th grade child's reading progress? For example,
no.
Hire a tutor?
No.
He's
been
you.
Flourishing. So.
Okay. And next question. It is thinking about the tools and methods teachers using their classroom to help kids learn how to read. How familiar are you with each of the following? 3-2-in or 2-in, whole language, reading recovery, sound it out, sight words list or flashcards, phonics, guessing from context or textbooks.
Phonics and flashcards are extremely helpful.
Thank you.
Yep.
And the next question, we are at 50% of the survey. From what you know, what do you think research has shown is the best or most effective way to teach kids how to read? Cueing, phonics, or a combination of both?
Oh, sorry, phonics and what else?
Oh, yeah, cueing, like guessing words from context and sentence structure?
Oh, of course. I mean, everything helps.
Okay. Thank you. And the next question. Research has found that cueing, which is asking children to guess words from context and sentence structure, does not effectively support reading progress. However, cueing is still a strategy used in many Massachusetts schools. Knowing this, will you say you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned about the use of cueing in some schools?
Are you talking about my school system or in general? With my child, I'm very happy with, his school system and how he's been learning.
Yeah, but the question is in Massachusetts schools. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm just basing it on my youngest child and my two older kids, too. I mean, our public school system in my town, it's done really, really well, focusing on every aspect of learning. and researching and, you know, trying to, you know, with their growth. So.
Thank you. And the next question, how much have you heard or read recently about students in Massachusetts scoring below grade level on reading tests?
It makes me sad because the kids don't read books anymore. They just read online, but I don't know. I would say medium level.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Because I'm old. Sorry.
Don't worry. And next one, you mentioned you have heard or read about students falling behind when reading. What you heard about?
No, if you're reading, if you're reading something that's going to make your mind grow, that's perfect. You know, I mean, I don't like the social media crap, but not into that very much. He's a very good boy. I don't know. Very kind and caring. That's all, you know, it's just all we care about, honestly. As long as you're not hurting anybody, you're open to other people's beliefs and stuff, that's fine. Please do that. Like, just don't, you know, play video games all day and hurt anybody ever.
Okay. Thank you. And next question. As you may know, more than half of the students in Massachusetts are not reading at the expected levels by third grade. Knowing this, will you say you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, not at all concerned about the students' overall reading levels in Massachusetts?
I would say I would be concerned about that. But not my experience, but I'm just saying, like,
mm-hmm.
You know.
Okay. Thank you. And next question. To the best of your...
I'm a hard person. God bless you. Go ahead.
Not a problem. And so, next question. To the best of your knowledge, are schools in Massachusetts required to use evidence-based reading curriculum, that is, curriculum that has proven to work in teaching students how to read, or not?
In my experience, they've been doing a very good job, but I live in a highfalutin town, so probably why.
Oh, okay. Thank you. And next one, do you think schools should be required to use evidence-based reading curriculum, which means curriculum materials that are proven to work in teaching students how to read, or not?
Of course, if not able. I mean, use everything that you can to help them to learn and be good people, yeah.
Okay. And next question. Who do you think should be most responsible for ensuring students are reading at expected levels? The schools, teachers, state education officials, school districts, the school administration, parents?
Oh my God, it's a combination of parents, school system, and teachers, of course. You have to combine them all, right? Nobody can do it by themselves. You have to combine them all.
Thank you.
Oh my God, you're so mad at me because I'm the worst survey person ever.
Don't worry. And we are at 70% of the survey. We are almost done. And the next question, does your 8th grade child have dyslexia?
No.
Thank you. And does your 8th grade child have individualized education plan, sometimes called IEP?
Yes.
Thank you. And does your 8th grade child receive services for English language learners, sometimes called ELL?
No.
Thank you. And to the best of your knowledge, does your 8th grade child identify as LGBTQIA+ or not?
No.
Thank you. And the last few questions are for statistical purposes. What language are spoken regularly at home?
English.
Thank you. And what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I did 2 years of college.
Thank you. And last year, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Just stop me when I get to the right category. Below $25,000.
I don't feel comfortable like about that question.
Oh, no.
Sorry.
Okay.
Just the NA.
Okay. Not a problem. Thank you.
Okay.
Finally, what is your 5-digit zip code?
What is it?
Oh, yes. The final question, what is your 5-digit zip code? Mm-hmm.
02481.
Thank you. And based on the service, sometimes reporters like to contact survey respondents to conduct a brief follow-up interview. We will need to pass along your answers and your name and phone number to a reporter for this purpose. Your response to this survey will never be used in any report without your permission. Would you be willing to be contacted by a reporter, yes or no?
No, thank you. I'm sorry.
Not a problem. And last one, would you like to participate in future research like focus group or another survey about Massachusetts and your community? Participants who take part in focus groups will receive a $100 gift card, yes or no?
I'm sorry, no.
Not a problem.
I wish I could, but I just can't right now. No, thank you.
Not a problem. So this concludes the survey. Thank you for answering my call.
Of course. Good luck.
Thank you. Enjoy your day.
Have a good day. Today.
Complete.